Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The dogs are rolling in Athens, currently up 31-0 over the Marshall Thundering Herd. It's probably about that time in the game. I mean, it's early in the third quarter. When do you turn it over to the backups? When do you call Ryan Puglisi and say, hey, man, come on here and get these reps? Gunnar Stockton, your day is over. It hasn't happened yet. I'm not sure, but it probably will be happening soon. Now, in the other game, I got three games on here in the Kia studios on ITV. So I got on my far right, I have the 20th ranked Indiana Hoosiers. And they just finished beating Old Dominion 27-14. Indiana's another quality team. I don't know if they will make a deep run in the Big Ten like they did last year. They kind of was the surprise of the year, but we'll see where that goes. Their coach puts up a lot of points. And then on my far left, Alabama is down 24-7, and we are halfway through the third quarter.
Put a fork in them.
Nah, not quite yet. You know, you got to go on the grill. Speaking of grill, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell you this story. But you got to, you know how you go to the grill and you dab that meat in three more minutes. You know, you not quite yet. Now, I went to Kroger this morning. And so, Dom, you ever go by D?
No. Rarely. Very rarely.
So, just Dom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dom, and I'm going to tell you, I got a new girl in my life, okay?
Okay.
Kind of new in the relationship, but going well so far. She is an ex-fitness trainer.
Ah, okay.
Okay? And she's trying to whip your boy back in shape. It's been a minute. I need this in my life.
Right.
Okay? I was in the gym this morning. Sure was. Mm-hmm. Bright and early.
Nice. Okay?
You know, got to get up and get it done early.
Yeah.
If you get up, I do know this. So back in the day, you know, I'm old. Okay, I'm old, Dom. I got a few years on you. When I was a young whippersnapper, as they would say, your boy was in shape.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on the campus of Morehouse, I was walking around looking good. Okay. Been a minute.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can get back to 30s, Eric, I'll be happy. Because 40s Eric ain't doing it right now. I'm trying to get back to 30s Eric, and she's going to help me get there.
You're going to get there. I'm she get got there. You.
No problem. And the biggest thing for me is changing the diet. Okay, I have a really bad diet. Really bad. Really bad diet. So small steps can be sustainable. If you do that, you know, that big change too fast, set yourself up for failure.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. So was in the gym this morning, left the gym, went to Kroger. Got me a fruit salad, a couple of smoothies in the bottle. Got me some nuts. Good nuts is a great snack.
Yep.
Low in fat, high in.
Which one is your favorite?
I like the mixed nuts, but they had Kroger had a sale on cashews.
Okay,
so
nice.
I could not turn that down. So I got me a can of mixed nuts, can of cashews.
Okay, yep. I'm partial to almonds.
Almonds, okay, mm-hmm. Yep, good one. I'm walking out of Kroger. This is the Kroger in Samarinda off Atlanta Road. Okay, they got two grills going outside Kroger where they are cooking fresh ribs and chicken. And putting them right in the hot plate, putting the price on them,
yep.
And selling them right off the grill.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen this before. I took a video of it. And I was like, guys, I'm going live at 4 o'clock. I'm a little late, but I got to talk about this. I mean, they had two grills going. I think the one man's name was Tyree. He was on the grill. And another gentleman's name, I took a video of it. I don't remember how to find it. But, man, they had that thing smelling good.
Okay, so the only thing that I am a little concerned about is that Kroger closing down.
I don't know why. Is Kroger going downside?
So I've seen something going around a few weeks ago, actually, I saw this, where some Krogers were closing down, and so a lot of them were selling a lot of their stuff for like half off prices and stuff.
I think this is just because it's a holiday weekend.
Okay, so that could be but one of the things that they were doing was in an attempt to sell a lot of their meat and stuff,
really?
They were cooking it and then selling it. Like cooking it and pre-cooked and stuff,
okay.
And selling it.
So I asked them, guys, like, do y'all do this regularly? He's like, well, we do this mostly on holidays. So he was like, this is probably the last time we'll do it this year, but you know, we did Memorial Day, we did the 4th of July, and of course, Labor Day is considered the official end of summer, but man, they was out there just cooking slabs of ribs and chicken, and I was like, I got my fruit salad and my smoothie, and I can't have none of that. I got to get me some ribs later on. I mean, it's Labor Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. I'm going to get me some ribs. I mean, I'm not cooking myself. Now, back in Maryland, the family's getting together without me, and I love them to death. My sister came to town. My brother's in town. My nieces and nephews are all in town, and my brother's the grill man, and they're out there having a big cookout today at my mom's house, and I won't be there to enjoy it. But that's okay. I'm going to find me some ribs before the weekend's over. I do believe, and Dom, I want you to look this up for me when you get a chance. National Rib Day, I want to say, is around this time of year. National Rib Day. You know, there's a national day for everything, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that. But National Rib Day is coming up, or it's always around a major holiday. And I thought it was Labor Day. Am I right about that? When is National Rib Day?
National Rib Day is actually, it passed. It was back in April.
Okay. I don't remember. Okay. Well, we need to have another National Rib Day because I'm going to get me some ribs for the week.
Or at least it says here that the next one will be on April 27th. So I'm assuming April 27th is National Rib Day.
Okay.
Or National Prime Rib Day.
No, not prime rib. I want baby back rib. I want...
All right, let me see. Let me see. Hold on.
National Baby Back Rib Day.
Let's see.
So this is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Yep. No, you're right. National Baby Back Ribs Day is celebrated annually on September 3rd.
September 3rd. So it's always right around Labor Day weekend. So, yeah, I was right about that. Okay. So September 3rd, that's Wednesday of next week. So this is going to be my reward. If I make it to the gym every day until September 3rd, I'm going to treat myself to a rack of ribs. Okay? Because that's what I got. I got to stop eating certain things, even though, you know, it's not like ribs are, I guess, really fattening, but they're not the healthiest choice that you can do.
Yeah, listen, you know? Swine is good, but anytime you're taking down the swine, it's not too healthy. It's not healthiest.
Especially being, you know, men of minorities, we got to watch what we put in our bodies. And you know, I'm trying to live past a certain amount of age. And if you take, you know, take care of yourself.
You know what's funny? I got tricked into giving up pork for like 2.5 years because of my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny what we do for women in our lives.
She said she wanted to cut pork out of the diet, and she was like, I would really appreciate it if you did it with me. So I was like, all right, cool.
You got me thinking about, what was it in Pulp Fiction when Samuel Jackson's like, you know, I'm dating a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian.
Makes me a vegetarian, right. That was me. So I was like, all right, fine, cool. No, we can do it.
No bacon?
no bacon, no pork, no wheat, cut it out. And we did it. We were doing it. And she stuck with it for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And you did it for 2.5 years?
And I just kind of kept on going with it. And then afterwards, I kind of was like, I can have pork, you know, here and there. What I will say is it did dramatically decrease how much I consume pork now. Like, I definitely don't eat it as much as I used to.
Gotcha.
But, like, I've come back to it. But, yeah, for about a good 2.5 years, I did not eat pork.
Mm. Well, Kroger had those baby back ribs smelling really good out there in front of the building. I'm sure they sold a lot of them, but I passed. And then tonight I'm gonna get me a salad or some fish or something like that. Fish tacos is my go-to right now because it's fish.
That's a good one.
Yep, and it's tacos.
If I were to ever do any sort of vegetarian type stuff, I could do pescatarian. I could give up all the other seafood? Stuff if I can have seafood. Okay. Yes.
There you go. Yeah, I can live with that. I need shrimp and crab in my life. I'm from Maryland. Yeah. I need shrimp and crab
right.
in my life. Okay. Well, you know, maybe if I went to the Braves game up in Philly, I could get one of those Philly cheesesteaks, but I'm not in Philly now. Of course, tonight in Philly, the Braves are going to try to keep the Braves or keep the Phillies from hitting like 10 home runs a game. I mean,
emphasis on try.
Chris Sale returns to the mound. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he's been out for like 2-3 months. So I don't know what kind of shape he's in. I don't know if he'll be on a limited pitch count. But we need something better than what we've been seeing out of the Braves the past couple nights because the Phillies have just been eating us for breakfast. Now, last night wasn't that bad. I think last night was on like 2-1, if I recall. But I'm still stuck on Thursday night or whatever night it was when I think they hit like 6 home runs against us. It was crazy. So we definitely need, hopefully, the Braves can just slow it down.
What yeah, was, that was the 19-4.
19-4.
19-4.
That's a football score. That's a football score. They put up.
It's a weird game if it's a football score.
I mean, how does that happen? 19 runs scored in a baseball game, and they hit like 7, 8, 10, 12, 50 home runs, something crazy.
Mind
like that.
You, the two games before that against the Marlins, they had won 11-2 and 12-1. So, like, you were coming in kind of bats were feeling good,
yeah,
had
no,
some
Braves
momentum.
Doing,
and,
I mean, yeah, Braves nah. been looking good. Get up to Philly. Get out, but we beat the Marlins 11-2 and 12-1. 11, I mean that's a butt whipping down in Miami. That was a butt whipping. We put some butt whippings on the Marlins. We lost the first game. We win the series. I can live with that. 19-4 on Thursday. Played them again last night. Lost 2-1. But Saturday night and then tomorrow night they are the primetime game. 7:00. I guess that's the ESPN game of the week. So Chris Sale returns to the bump. I'll be letting you know how. Chris Sale joins Braves after 2 months on injured list. That's the headline. 2 months. You know, usually start 2 games, maybe a week. So 2 months, he probably missed about 10, 12 starts for the Braves over those 2 months. We'll see what he can do tonight returning to the lineup. If we can get Sale, I mean, pretty much we're at September. We'll have some call-ups tomorrow. Lindsey Crosby's going to – I always say that. I always call that man Sidney. I don't know why. Lindsey Crosby's going to join me tomorrow. And we'll talk about the call-ups for September that might be coming. The Braves don't have much in the farm. The farm's kind of dry. The crops aren't growing. But maybe we have somebody that'll come up and spark us a little bit. And we got Acuna back. We got Sale back. We got to get, you know, this ship floating in the right direction for this last month to give us some, you know, some positivity going into next year. So with Sale back out tonight, we'll see what he can do. I mean, that's a potent Phillies offense that Sale's going to be going against his first night back. You couldn't ease him back in against, you know, one of the weaker teams. Nope, throw him right back out there against one of the best teams in all of baseball. So we'll see what happens. And that's what the Braves will do. I think first pitch tonight is coming up. First pitch is at 6:05. So they actually, they might be underway already. It looks like, yeah, first pitch is at 6:05. So they are in the first inning. They are actually – actually, the Braves have had their at-bat, and they did nothing, and the Phillies are about to come up. So,
yep, Ronnie just struck out. So,
yep, so Chris Sale is about to hit the hill. Chris Sale is about to hit the hill, and the Phillies will get their first look at him. So I'll let you know how the first inning for Chris Sale goes here in a few minutes. So Braves, 61-74. Let's do the math. That's 130. That's 135 games. So we got 27 to go.
Yep, 27.
27 to go. Can I get here fast enough? Cannot get that's 3 9s.
Do you agree with bringing Chris Sale back, given that you only have 27?
I absolutely agree with bringing him back. You don't get him hurt. But if he's got to be on a pitch count all month, you put him on a pitch count. But you let him come back, let him get the juices flowing. And
yeah, work some stuff out.
Work some stuff out. I do not want to be the first time he sees live action be next March. No.
That's fair.
Back, let him go.
That's fair.
Just, you know, if he says, I'm sore, you sit him down. If he tweaks anything, you sit him down. You protect your asset, but you get him some work. And he's on the hill tonight. First, he would throw his first pitch here any second. So we'll take a timeout. We'll keep a monitor on that. When we come back, we'll update you on these scores. These 3 o'clock games are just about going to be close to being over. And then the 7 o'clock games will be coming up after that. And of course, later tonight for you here on 929 The Game, we have the Five Stripes taking on Nashville FC. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter here on this Labor Day Saturday.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
So remember in The Longest Yard, the remake of The Longest Yard, when Adam Sandler told the warden of the prison, yeah, you need a tune-up game. You got to schedule Northeast Bloomfield State and beat the crap out of them. That's what we would do when I was at wherever he was at. And that's what exactly – see, this is how it's supposed to be. The Georgia Bulldogs are supposed to bring in Marshall, even though Marshall is a respectable program. You know, I mean, they were once the best program in all of Division I AA. They don't do that no more. But you're supposed to bring them in here. Give him that check. I don't know what kind of check Marshall's getting, but Marshall's getting a check. And say, here, thank you very much. Take this butt whooping. Okay? And that's exactly what they're doing. 38-0. These boys are blanket Marshall through three quarters. Now, look, when the backups get in the fourth quarter, if Marshall gets a touchdown or if they even, you know, find a way to 14 points because, oh, yep, Stockton's done. So we're in the third quarter, and we see Puglisi, the rookie out of Boston or wherever he's from. He's from somewhere up in New England, right? If the second and third stringers come up here and give up a touchdown, no big deal. But when your starters were in, when the number ones were on the field, 38-0. That's what I'm talking about. That's how it's supposed to go when you have these early season matchups that are, I mean, this is technically, you know, they're not playing a 1AA school. Marshall's a Division I, legitimate Division I, okay? And unfortunately, Dom, I think this is kind of the way it might go for your Panthers tonight when they go into Oxford.
Hey, man. Okay? Like I said, we're not new to this. We're true to this. That's all I'm going to say.
What kind of payday do you think, Coach? What's Dell's last name? What's the coach?
Del McGee.
Mm-hmm. What kind of payday do you think he's getting from Lane to come in here and get this smackdown?
It's a great question.
Yeah, you know, Lane gonna take that check. You know, he gonna put it in the envelope, and he gonna slide it in his jacket. Like, look at here, man. You know, he gonna do like, remember you ever see the movie Harlem Nights?
Yes.
When he boxes game, like, don't take this butt kicking.
Yeah.
personal.
Abe is in here with me, and he just said his name is L. McGee tonight.
L. McGee, Lost McGee. Here's this check. Go buy some uniforms. Go buy some helmets. Get some upgrades to old Turner Field, whatever y'all call it now, Center Park. Go get some upgrades. But you ain't coming in here. This whatever the spread is, we gonna cover it. After we cover the spread, because you know we got to cover the spread, I can't have nobody thinking I'm shaving points around here. You know, after we cover the spread, then I might call off the dogs. But they're going to, you know, I'm sorry, Dom.
Vanderbilt and Tennessee thought the same thing. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Okay, Vanderbilt never, when Vanderbilt scheduled Georgia State, whatever year that was, Vanderbilt didn't come in ranked in the top 10.
That is true.
Now, Tennessee probably thought their name alone should have been able to be enough to beat Georgia State, and it wasn't. I mean, just like back in the day when Michigan thought their name alone was going to be App State. And App State was like, y'all don't know what we do down here in Boone, North Carolina. Things happen. And wasn't Michigan ranked? When that happened, I think Michigan – A probably knows right off the top of his head. Michigan was a ranked team when App State went in there 10, 15 years ago and took them down. I thought you said – you're nodding like you had this – you don't know?
No, not yet.
Not yet, yeah. So, crazier things have happened. I just don't think it's going to happen tonight.
Hey, you know what Georgia State has to say about it?
What they got to say about it?
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying,
hold on.
Right here, I'm the man.
And then they woke up from that dream. Ric Flair, who lives right here in Atlanta, check out his podcast. His podcast is so cool. Will go down to Georgia State and smack somebody for even thinking of using his quote.
He's probably got money on us. You don't know.
Yeah, he got money on Ole Miss. That's what he got. All right. So Georgia's headed to the fourth quarter. Alabama had a third and long. Actually, Alabama punted, and Florida State, the return man, muffed it, and Alabama got the ball back. So I don't know if they were able to score, but they're down 14 or so going into the fourth quarter. So
yeah, I said put a fork in them earlier. They're still trying to fight back.
You just got to hold on for 15 more minutes, Florida State. And Florida State, can they say they're back? Will this win be enough for Florida State to say we – and I'm saying a win. I'm counting the chickens before they hatch, because there's a lot of people in Roll Tide Nation saying, hey, we built for this. We built for these fourth quarter comebacks. You know, we'll see. It's 6:26. I'm going off the air at 7:30. They have a whole enough time to get this fourth quarter in before I sign off. We'll know. We will know if Alabama's starting the season 0-1. I guarantee you it's been – Nick was there for 10, 12 years, right? It's probably been 20 years since they started the season 0-1. And they always start a lot. Well, not always, but they usually do start with a quality opponent. Sometimes they schedule a pansy, I'm sure. And, you know, and that's the thing. Would you rather your team start their year with a high anticipated match? I mean, Georgia has done it many times. Georgia and Clemson have played each other to start the year like three times in the past decade. Okay.
Just to note, Alabama hasn't lost a season opener since 2001.
To
UCLA when they lost 20-17.
Years. 24 years. That probably was the, who was that? Mike DeBose, somebody like that. That probably was the Mike DeBose era of Alabama football, something crazy like that. Who was a coach way back then? But it's been a minute. I mean, we'll see. They have 15 more minutes to see what happens.
2001, it was
Mike DeBose,
Dennis Franchione.
Really?
Yes.
Dennis Franchione. I think it's Franchione.
Franchione? Okay.
Dennis Franchione. He was a coach at Texas A&M, too. He was a coach in a few SEC schools. Didn't make it long in Alabama. I mean, it's going to be a hard dose of reality. And that's the problem. And, yes, Alabama has a great history of winning in tradition. But just like Oklahoma went through when Barry Switzer left, just like Notre Dame went through when either of their legendary coaches retired, just like Florida State went through when Bobby Bowden left, when you've had one of the greatest coaches of all time, when you've been on the top of that mountain for so long and your coach leaves, you're going to take a step backwards. It's inevitable. It happens. And it's going to be a tough pill to swallow for Roll Tide Nation to say, man, we're just another average Joe now. Now, I mean, not average Joe, but we're not the just creme de la creme.
You're not competing for
every
titles.
Year. You know, yeah, it's going to be a minute. Titles. I mean, could they bounce back, go 11-1? Probably. I don't know.
So that's the thing, though. This is something that I asked when DeBoer first got hired there, is how long of a leash does he have? Because they lose this game and they miss the playoffs or something like that this year. How hot is his seat?
He gets one more year. Now, this is the deal.
Really?
Yeah. They're not going to fire him after year two. Because he made it last year, right? He made it last year, right? Did he make it last year? I can't remember. I don't know. They got in over somebody last year. I don't know. But if they go 8-4 and aren't even in contention, he's going to hear a lot of naysayers. If they go 9-3, 10-2, and they're one of the wild card at large bids to the college football playoffs, and they lose in one of the first games, at least he made it. The fact that 12 teams get in this year, you know, Alabama and their nation expect to be one of those 12 teams year in and year out. Don't let it get expanded to 16. You know, then they're going to necessarily just say, hey, where's our invitation week one? So 10-2 in the SEC will get you in usually as an at-large bid. 9-3 will have you in consideration. I mean, there was two teams, 9-3 last year in the SEC that were getting considerations. So,
I mean,
you're shaking your head. Yeah, but you don't agree?
I'm just saying two straight years of missing the playoffs.
So they didn't make it last year?
No, because they lost three games last year.
They lost three games last year.
One of them to Vanderbilt.
One of them, yeah.
And then you're going to start the season off
losing to Florida State,
who was probably one of the most disappointing teams in all of college football last year.
Now, Dom, you know what? Alabama's driving. So we're going to change the topic. okay? Because I had crow a few weeks ago. I didn't bring no hot sauce with me today. I ain't bring no ketchup. And I'm not going down to Chick-fil-A to get Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm not eating no crow today. We'll see. Call me when the clock goes 0-0. Because I don't have I'm not Mike Bell. And I'm not Sandra's a Florida State girl too, right? Isn't Sandra from Steakhouse Florida? I don't have a dog in this fight. Alabama wins, I don't care. Florida State wins, I don't care. My best friend, one of my best friends, Coach D. Norton, he's at home watching his TV with binoculars on. He's so serious about it.
Well, this is the fight of the mics. It's Mike Johnson and Mike Bell.
Oh, okay. Yay. And Sandra's the a cheerleader. So there you go. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. 12 minutes, 49 seconds. We'll see. We'll see what happens. 45-0 on the other score in the third game, Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. That man has been in Iowa for 30 years or something close to it. How does that happen in today's college? And he ain't won a national championship. I don't think he's even played in national. And that's the sad part about today's state. You don't see that no more, okay? This man has been at that school for almost 30 years. He's a great coach. Puts a lot of guys in the NFL. You need a tight end? Go to Iowa. You need a you did a Pro Bowl offensive guard, go see Iowa. Go see Kirk Ferentz in Iowa, okay?
Yeah.
You need tight end or offensive lineman, that's where you go.
Tight end
there. You know? But, I mean, that's the thing. Iowa knows every year, look. Kirk, win 8 games, win 9 games, go to your bowl, put these guys in the NFL so they can come back and give us money. We good, okay?
Get a couple good DBs from Iowa, too.
Every once in a while, I'm tight end first, offensive line second.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You know? And, I mean, every once in a while, Kirk, get us to the Big Ten or Big 12 championship game. What in Big Ten? I was in the Big Ten, right? Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, get us to Indianapolis. We're happy.
Occasionally.
We're happy. Expectations are, you know, we're good.
And that's what it is.
That's why that man ain't going nowhere.
Expectations
are different. That's why that man ain't going nowhere.
They are absolutely happy with, hey, go out there, win us 7-8 games a year, occasionally win nine or ten.
Mm-hmm.
Give us something to be excited about. Maybe make a playoff every once in a while. But other than that, man, don't worry about it.
Playoff. We ain't running a playoff. Get us to a bowl game. Get us that check from the bowl game. We good to go. That's what it should be like that. We'll see what happens. All right. We'll take another timeout. We come back. We will go. I'll let you know what Chris Sale did. I still see 0-0, so the first inning went okay. We'll check in on the other scores. Get ready for these late games.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Through two innings, Chris Sale has 4 strikeouts. In the first inning, after giving up a leadoff walk to Trey Turner, he struck out Kyle Schwarber, swinging, struck out Bryce Harper, swinging, struck out JT Realmuto, swinging. He ain't new to this. He true to this. Chris Sale's just fine. Chris Sale has one of the best swing and miss ratios in all of Major League Baseball. He's always had one of the best swing and miss ratios in all of Major League Baseball. He's faced Seven batters, four strikeouts. We'll be just fine. This man on his way to a double-digit strikeout game. Braves got to score some runs for him. That was his biggest problem all year before he even got injured. Sale was having great outings and getting zero to little to no run support. That was always a big issue for him. I think it was an issue for him. Even in his Cy Young Award, he had to win a lot of games 2-1 and 3-2 because the Braves were not giving him good run support when he's having these amazing outings. Okay? We've got to do better for this man when he's on the bump. They had runners on base in the second inning. Braves couldn't score a run. Right now, 0-0 to hit the third, but Sale looks good. Like I said, he's faced seven batters. He's got four strikeouts early in this game. So keep him out there. Keep him on the pitch count. I would keep him in 90, maybe eight, between the 80 and 90 pitch range, unless he's just grooving. If he's just grooving, you know, let him go. See what happens. We'll see how this goes. We'll keep paying attention to that as the Braves and the Phillies are underway in game three of a four-game series. Now, over in Athens, as I predicted, we're in the fourth quarter. The backups are in, and Marshall has gotten on the board. I'll live with that. It's okay. Don't expect to go into a game, pitch a shutout against a other Division I team. Your starters, shut them down for three straight quarters. You're in the fourth quarter now. I don't recognize not a single guy that's out there. Your backup linebackers, your backup defensive ends, everybody's second and third string guys now. And Marshall gets into the end zone. No problem. Your score is 45-7. Nothing's in jeopardy. But over in Tallahassee, Dom, it's starting to get a little interesting.
Just a little bit.
This is the money drive for Florida State. Alabama has just scored. They've cut the lead from 14-7. If you are Florida State, if you're head coach Mike Nolan, right now is the time you need your team to go out and answer. If you don't put up points, you cannot go three and out. You cannot give this ball right back to Alabama. If Florida State, you want to get this first game win in your home stadium, in Doak Campbell Stadium. And Doak Campbell's, you know, for the history and tradition that Florida State has, Doak Campbell has never been what you would call it, intimidating home field advantage, okay? They don't have what Clemson's going to have tonight in Clemson, South Carolina. They don't have what Texas A&M is going to have tonight with the sixth man down there at Texas A&M. They don't have what other teams have as far as home field advantages. It's one of the smallest venues in college football. They only get about maybe 50, 55,000 or so. They don't, they didn't get nowhere near to what they had in Columbus. They had 107,000. 107,000 at the Horseshoe today. Can you believe that? 107,000. When Georgia goes up to Neyland in 2 weeks from now, on September 13th, what are they going to have, 103,000 at Neyland Stadium? Okay? When the Big House, in Ann Arbor, when they get going, what they have, 103, 104, 105,000 people in those stadiums? Doak Campbell don't get that for Florida State. He's one of the smallest venues. So we'll see what the Seminoles can do on this drive here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Let's look at these college football scoreboard. Let's see what some of these other games are going on right now. As the 3 o'clock games, most of them should be just about coming to an end. So we will check out some of these scores. We'll stay in the top 25 as there were 1, 2, 3, 4 games with top 25 opponents going on right now. So Penn State is 30 seconds away from taking down Nevada, the Wolfpack, the other Wolfpack, 46-3. If Penn State cannot do it this year with Drew Aller and that great defense they have, John Franklin, Ben Franklin, something like that,
James Franklin.
James Franklin. Yeah, well, don't look at me, Abe Gordon. If Franklin can't get it done with this squad and this quarterback who Drew Aller is probably going to be a first-round pick, if he can't get it done now, it just ain't going to get done.
Yeah.
If the Nittany Lions cannot at least get to the national championship game now, this year, with all that talent they have, time to go in a different direction. I mean, He has been there now since he left Vanderbilt. He was at Vanderbilt. He has been there now for quite some time. He has not won. I don't think he's beat Ohio State. I don't think he's beat Michigan. I don't think he has a top five win against a top five team. So if he can't do it this year with all that talent that Penn State has, it's probably just time to say we need to find another head coach. In the top 10, Oregon.
Well, I was just about to bring up Oregon because I feel like that was kind of the narrative about Oregon last year, was just like, all right, Dan, this is kind of a perfect, like, things have kind of set up perfectly for you here. You even beat Ohio State. And
early in the year, game one, game two, something like
so
that.
So, like, it kind of felt like that was the narrative for Oregon last year. It's just interesting to see how Penn State will handle that.
Yeah. You know, the difference with Oregon is Oregon had a 5'10" midget quarterback. Dylan Gabriel was putting up big numbers, though. I can't believe it. It is just ridiculous that the Cleveland Browns really put this man as the number two quarterback on the depth chart.
Hey, man. Hey, we got five quarterbacks in here. One of them is going to work out for us eventually.
And it's not going to be Dylan Gabriel. I just don't see it. The Cleveland Browns, you know, it is funny. So I'm reading an article. I'm on Yahoo Sports yesterday. What's the quarterback that they gave all the money to? He just got married or something like that.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's on his yacht out in the wherever he's at, French Riviera or something like that. And he's like, "Yep, getting ready for the year, going through my rehab. I'm coming back to get my job." Are you for real? Are you for real,
buddy? You can go ahead and like. Go ahead and sell all of your property and whatever you have in Cleveland.
In Ohio,
you have.
They still owe that man 131 guaranteed $1 million. 131.
And he's played like what?
2-3 games, something like that.
I was gonna say you made it through most of one season and he was bad, wow. But like, what? Well, I think he's played 12 games for them.
131 guaranteed $1 million. This man still has coming from that team. And he's still not even 30 years old. If Deshaun Watson, the Falcons dodged two bullets.
That was almost us.
The Falcons dodged the Bill Belichick bullet and the Deshaun Watson bullet. We sure did. Because we are in much better place than we ever would have been.
Like Neo in the Matrix.
And maybe like Superman, we caught the bullet with our teeth or something like that. Yeah, Superman caught one with his hand at one time, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, we dodged those bullets.
That's what they said in Rush Hour 2. Or was that Rush Hour 1 where Jackie Chan said, "My dad caught a bullet with his teeth"?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're talking about, that was the old movie, the old Bruce Lee, Kim Lee, the Dragonfly movie. You never saw The Last Dragon?
Yes, I've seen The Last Dragon. How much do you want?
Bruce Leroy.
Now, sir.
Yeah, what? What you know about Bruce Leroy?
I know about Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy caught bullets with
his teeth. I'm telling you, though, I quoted the right movie. That's a Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Jackie Chan didn't say nothing about his father. He said his father arrested 100 people in one night or something crazy like that.
And they were going back. How much? What you want to bet?
Okay. I mean, I paid my lunch bet, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you need lunches.
Yes, our lunch bets are set.
A square. We square.
Yes, we're square.
I will bet you another lunch. Jackie Chan never said nothing about his father catching bullets with his teeth. Okay, you look it up. If that's a quote, I missed that. I'll go right back and watch Rush Hour tonight. So I lost my train of thought because this man's got me thinking about Bruce Leroy catching bullets with his teeth in The Last Dragon from 1985. That's been a long time ago. Vanity, Bruce Leroy, and Shownuff, the Shogun of Harlem. That was a great movie. Oklahoma's underway. They are taking on Illinois. See, that's what I'm talking about. So Oregon took on Montana State. Oklahoma is taking on Illinois State. Florida plays at 7 o'clock. I never even heard of Long Island University. I thought Long Island University played basketball. Who? Long Island University? Isn't Florida your team? Long Island University? What is this? How much money are they getting to come down here and get this butt kicking? Long Island. They're playing Long Island University. That is ridiculous. Michigan is playing New Mexico. Okay, that's a decent game. That's a 7:30 game on Peacock. Texas Tech is playing Arkansas Pine Bluff. You're smiling. How are you lunch?
He said it was Caught with my bare hands.
Caught
not
with
teeth.
Bare hands.
Not
okay,
teeth.
Thank
yes.
you. Yeah, I'm going to give you a good one. No Chick-fil-A for you. All right. So, and then another late game, Ole Miss. SMU still has to play tonight. SMU will take on East Texas A&M. Not Texas A&M. East Texas A&M.
That's the thing?
I guess it is. I've heard of there's like a West Texas A&I. But yes, Southern Meth, the defending ACC champions, is taking on East Texas A&M on the ACC network later tonight. Arizona State, who has one of the best quarterbacks in the country, will be taking on Northern Arizona. You catch that? That's a late game, 10 o'clock on ESPN. So that's the rest of the games in the top 25. Most of us, of course, will be paying attention to LSU and Clemson when they kick off at 7:30 on ABC. Your ESPN game, is once again, is Texas A&M and UT San Antonio. Kansas State, who lost last week to Iowa State. They were the week zero loss in the top 25. They did not fall out. They're ranked number 17. They will take on North Dakota at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. But once again, Florida, ranked 15th in the country, taking on Long Island University. There is a football team at Long Island University.
That's going to be a game Abe's paying attention to.
Yeah, I mean, I want to look up the history of football at Long Island University. I mean, you got to do some serious recruiting to get
if
a young
If you had man. To guess off the top of your head right now, I'll look it up. Mm-hmm. Do you think there are any players in the NFL
from Long Island
University?
In the history of the NFL. Over under zero. No. Long Island University has never, ever put a player in the NFL. Long Island, no, absolutely not. There's no chance that any player, not a long snapper, not a place kicker, not a punter, not a special teams captain, has ever come from Long Island University. Florida should be ashamed of themselves. They should be really was every directional school already booked for the game for week one when they had to reach out to Long Island University?
Got Jake Carlock. He was a defensive back for the New York Giants from Long Island University.
In what year? 1938? 1955? 1977? No. Well, I mean, I guess I stand corrected.
No, this is recent. This is 2019.
Nowhere in the world.
2019. LIU star football athlete Jake Carlock signs with the New York Giants. Long Island University.
I'm gonna tell you how this happened. And what's his name? Jake what?
Jake Carlock.
Okay, Jake Carlock transferred from Rutgers or Syracuse or
hey,
Boston
man, it still
College.
No, nope. it still
he
counts.
He transferred. Give me another decent. He transferred from Penn State. He transferred from a major school in the New York, Massachusetts, or Pennsylvania area.
Transferred from Temple.
Somebody
like that.
Somebody. And just played 1 year at Long Island University. He got his last year of eligibility, and then he made the New York Giants as an undrafted free agent or something like that. There's no way in the world this man played 4 years of college football at Long Island University and then made the NFL. It didn't happen. It didn't happen, and I'm going to stick to that, Stuart, and that's my story. I'm sticking to it. No way in the world that happened. Just didn't happen. But I do stand corrected. So if there's anybody on the Long Island University roster that has a NFL draft grade in 2025, you better ball out of control tonight in Gainesville, Florida. You better go in there to Ben Hill Stadium and make your Heisman moment, because that's the only chance of any chance, because DJ Lagway is going to just have a big game tonight. Matter of fact, he's going to have a Heisman-type game, because there's a few people that say he is a quiet or at least a possible Heisman candidate, because they think he's going to have a really big season.
Yeah.
Florida Gators.
I like what I saw out of DJ. I have high expectations for him. I think with him, Florida can make some noise.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll see what happens. And of course, the Georgia-Florida game this year is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's one of those games that are coming. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to have a few big games this year. So we'll see what happens. And don't look up, because Florida State just got into the end zone. They're reviewing the play. So we'll let you know what happens when we come back from this break. I got 30 more minutes to go before we turn it over to the Five Stripes Countdown here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, and always, every day, all day on the Odyssey app. So it'll be 2026 when the Georgia-Florida game comes to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It will be in its traditional home of Jacksonville this year on November the 1st in Jacksonville, Florida. But in 2026, it's called the Invesco QQQ Atlanta Gridiron Classic. It's a classic. You know, it's the first time this game's ever been played in Atlanta, but it's already a classic. Yeah, okay, no problem. So the cocktail party will not be next year because you can't bring that name from Jacksonville. That name stays in Jacksonville, right? The name stays at home. So that will be a hot ticket. I will definitely be in the building when Georgia plays Florida in 2026 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia has 1 minute and 46 seconds to go, and the clock is ticking for them to get their first victory of the year. Let's take a look at what Georgia has coming up. So Georgia will get another easy game next week, same time, 3:30, at home in Athens when they welcome in Austin Peay. And then they will have their first real test when they go to Tennessee on September 13th. Then they'll get a bye, and then they will take on Alabama in Athens. What type of Alabama will they take on, and what will Alabama be ranked, if they will even be ranked, when they show up in Athens at the end of the month? So
listen, I told you all last year, Kalen DeBoer sold his soul to beat Georgia in the regular season last year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really long and tough road ahead for Alabama.
Okay, so Florida State came up with a answer drive, and they went down the field, and they scored a touchdown. So their lead is back up to 14 points halfway through the third quarter. Actually, a little over halfway through the fourth quarter. So they just have to hold on. Just got to hold on. You know, they put a statistic up. I know I should remember this, but I did not remember that Florida State only won two games in 2024. They started the year ranked in the top 10 and ended up winning two games in 2024. So this is a major statement by Florida State. If they can hold on to take down Alabama, a top 10 ranked Alabama in this first game. So think about it. They went from being a top 10 team that lost to an unranked team last year to start the year to maybe being a unranked team to take down a top 10 team this year to start the year. So they'll see what happens with that. Now, after Alabama, Georgia will then welcome in Kentucky. So four of Georgia's first five games are at Sanford Stadium. Only the Alabama game is at prime time. So the Austin Peay game is 3:30. The Tennessee game in Knoxville is a 3:30 kickoff. Alabama will be 7:30 on ABC. And then the Kentucky game on October the 4th is 12 noon. After that, they will take on both Auburn and Ole Miss and Florida. So their back half of the schedule is a lot tougher than what they start with. The first five games, the only real challenge should be, well, I mean, you got Tennessee and Alabama, then they have Kentucky. So three of the first five are pretty easy. Then you got your second half of this season is a real gauntlet for Georgia. You go to Auburn, you welcome in Ole Miss. They lost to Ole Miss last year over there in Oxford. You have Florida with the cocktail party. You bring Mississippi State to Athens. That should be an easy win. And then you finish the year at home versus Texas in your SEC schedule. Then you have a Charlotte 49ers team, your tune-up game before clean, old-fashioned hate. So what will Georgia be at the end of the year? 9-2, 10-1, 11-1, something like that, 10-2, 11-1. We'll see. They got a really, like I said, their schedule the back half of the year is going to be really tough. So Gunnar Stockton, you looked really good today as they've gone final over in Athens, 45-7. Stockton had two rushing touchdowns early in the game. I think he threw for one more. The offense looked good. The running backs, the new wide receiver from USC, Branch, showed why he was a huge transfer portal pickup for the Dogs. So the Dogs have a lot of offensive weaponry for Gunnar Stockton and the Bulldogs offense. Mike Bobo, calling the plays. His son is the new center this year. So the Georgia offense, I mean, 45 points to start this year, a great showing. This could be a really good offensive year for the Dogs. And you know they're going to have defensive players. K.J. Bolden is the next up in line to be the great Georgia defensive back. He's going to be a top 10 pick probably in next year's NFL draft. Of course, they got linebackers. They've got defensive linemen. The Georgia defense just reloads year after year. They put guys in the draft. They come back with another batch of 4 and 5 stars, so they'll be just fine. They'll get another pretty easy game next week, and we'll look forward to, like I said, 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, when Clemson and Georgia Tech meet here in Atlanta and Tennessee and Georgia meet up in Knoxville, that's a statement weekend for our Georgia programs here in the state of Georgia. Both of those teams come out of those games still maybe 3-0. Might be on the way to a good year here for Georgia college football teams. Be a good year to go. So that game's over, and we still – this Florida State and Alabama game just dragging on, dragging on, dragging on. I mean, they kicked off this game like 7 hours ago, and we're still out here. I mean, some of these – we got to get college football to be like Major League Baseball when they get these games over in 2.5 hours now. Speaking of, the Phillies got to Chris Sale in the third inning. So Sale is still pitching well, but – he gave up a home run ball in the third, so the Phillies now have a 1-0 lead over the Braves. But Sale has faced seven batters. He's got 6 strikeouts. So he's through 3 1/3, as we're now in the bottom of the fourth. Through his first 3 innings, he's got 6 strikeouts, but he gave up 1 home run. He's thrown 51 pitches already, 31 strikes. So if he's on an 80 to 90 pitch limit, which I would think that would be probably what they would put him on, for his first game back, he's more than halfway there already. So we'll see if he can get to the 5th, maybe the 6th. But we got to get some offensive on the board for the Braves. So far, not much going on for the Braves. They've got 3 hits. Actually, the Braves have 5 hits. The Braves have 5 hits through 4 innings, but they cannot put a run on the board. And as Dom told you, the last 2 nights, I mean, Phillies have just been dominating us. 19-4 on Thursday. 2-1 last night, 1-0 so far today. They play again tomorrow. Sunday night, they are the ESPN game of the week, a 7 o'clock late night game against the Phillies up there at Citizens Bank Park. I don't know who will be on the bump. Let's see if they've got the projected starter. So, yo, Hurston Waldrop will be the starting pitcher for the Braves Sunday night. And Waldrop, over his last 4 starts, 4-0.
I say he's been playing well.
Yeah, he actually, in the last month, Hurston Waldrop has the best earned run average in all of baseball. His earned run average over the last month, 0.90. You're taking on one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball. So if you can continue, if Hurston Waldrop can continue to dominate bats and shut down offenses like he's done the last month, tomorrow versus the Phillies, that's a real statement. That means Hurston Waldrop has definitely secured his spot in this rotation for 2026.
Do you buy into the belief that within these last 27 games, seeing especially the way that Waldrop has played, Chris Sale is having a good outing so far, guys like Michael Harris kind of found their swing?
Michael Harris has been raking since the All-Star break.
Right. How much do you believe in the idea that, you know, finishing these 27 games is strong? These 27 games strong, so that way guys can kind of work off some of that bad juju from earlier on in the season, mm-hmm. go into the offseason having some success, you know, mechanically feeling like things work, so that way maybe you can fix the mindset going into next year. Do you believe that concept, or do you buy into that?
I totally buy into it. Okay. I think having a good September, you'll have 25, so you got today and tomorrow to finish out August. September starts on Monday. They play on Monday. 25 games you'll have in the month of September. A 15-10, 14-11 month of September where you actually have the full team that you wanted to have all year. Sale, Strider, Acuna. I mean, you're still missing several of your other pitchers that are out for the year, unfortunately. But if you have all these guys come back, play well over that last month, you go into next year with a new manager, with a completely new thought process that we have the talent and we have the roster to once again compete in this division and in the National League. Because let's not get things confused. The Atlanta Braves will have a new manager in 2026. The Atlanta Braves will have a new manager in 2026. Who is it? I don't know. I know who I would call. I would love that. I don't know what Ozzie Guillen is doing. I don't know if Ozzie Guillen even still wants to manage baseball. But I would love to see Ozzie Guillen in the dugout for the Atlanta Braves. That's just my point, my pick. I'm sure AA is going to have an intense search process, and we will find someone who can come in here and lead this team and lead this franchise. But I'm going to say it again. The Atlanta Braves will have a new manager in 2026. And you know what? We are going to send out Brian Snicker with applause. Brian Snicker has done great things for this team. Brian Snicker has won a World Series with this team. Brian Snicker has, what, dedicated, what, 34 years or something crazy like that of his adult life to the Atlanta Braves organization? Hit Birdman one time for me. We are not going to disrespect that man, okay? That man will go out here with all the respect and admiration that he deserves. Say it for me, Birdman. I hear you. I know what you're going to say. See, don't worry about that. You ain't even got to worry about that, Brian Snicker. We're going to send you out here with a parade. And I don't know, Bobby's got a statue.
Now, listen, we're going to throw all of the bells and whistles and the pretty tassels on, you know, your ferry as we escort you out the door because it's time for a new era.
Yeah, you know, but do we bring Brian Snicker back in opening day of 2026. We let him throw out the first pitch. We let him wave to the crowd. We sit him up there in the box. And we said, I mean, go ahead and put his name. He goes in the Braves Ring of Honor. I don't think he gets a statue. But if you're a manager and you led this team to a World Series championship, you can go in the Braves Ring of Honor. His name? You take his whole career. Remember, this man has put 30 plus years of his adult life into this organization.
That's what I'm saying. He might get a statue. 30 plus years here. He might get a statue.
That's a great question. that's a poll question right there. Let's let the decision get made first. Before we put that poll out there, after they officially name or make the announcement, the press release, that Brian Snicker will not return to be the manager in 2026, then we put that poll out there. Does he get his name in the Ring of Honor or does he get a statue? That's going to be a huge question for what the Atlanta Braves should do to honor Brian Snicker. Go ahead. I see the wheel spinning over there.
I'm sorry. I'm speaking. I was getting set up for United and stuff. Okay. Don't worry about me.
I mean, get through these 25 games. Get through these last 25 games. Give us some, like I said, give us some positivity. Give us some wins. If we can get this one tonight, great. Let Hurston Waldrop come out tomorrow, pitch well, good. Ozzie's been playing well again. I don't think Ozzie Albies needs to be back. I think we need to go ahead and find a new second baseman, go in a new direction. We got to get our third baseman back healthy. That's a huge loss to Austin Riley. Shortstop, that's a huge question mark going into 2026. Matt Olson is quietly having a good year. Matt Olson is, you know, 20-plus homers, 75 RBIs. So Matt Olson could possibly get to 100 RBIs before the end of the year. We all wish those power numbers were a little higher. We wish the home runs were in the 30-plus, mid-30s. You know, asking him to go out and hit 40 home runs each and every year, it's probably not going to happen. But Matt Olson should be in the 30-plus home run category. He's probably not going to get there with only 20-some games left this year. He's in the low 20s right now. But we get Austin Riley back. Matt Olson still batting well. Acuna, get this rotation shored up. And our new manager, 2026 could be a good year for our Braves. Tonight, we're still down 1-0 to the Phillies. We'll see what happens as this game progresses. All right, we're going to take one more time out, come back, wrap this puppy up, and get you ready for some Five Stripes soccer. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday evening. They may need some new goalposts at Doak Campbell Stadium. I did not see whether or not the goalposts came down. I bet you the guards were like, y'all better stay off these goalposts. But it's over. It's official. Florida State goes from being a top 10 team to lose to an unranked team in week one in 2024 to being an unranked team taking down a top 10 team in 2025.
There you go. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Roll Tide is not rolling right now. And they did not look very good. I pretty much kind of had one eye on that game pretty much the whole time. Ty Simpson made his debut for Alabama. He struggled. Florida State's defense played well. Florida State's got some offensive playmakers. And Alabama gave up several big plays to the Florida State Seminoles. So I was talking to Abe Gordon. Abe Gordon's coming up next here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Abe pulling double duty today. He does that a lot. Because he was on this morning with College Football Game Time, and he'll be here tonight to preview, break down, post-game, the Atlanta United versus Nashville FC soccer match. I said to him, I said, well, if Florida State knocks off Alabama and Clemson knocks off LSU, that kind of takes some shine off what Georgia Tech did knocking off Colorado. He disagreed because he said Georgia Tech was supposed to beat Colorado anyway. I don't know about that, but they did it. But the ACC could be a tough, tough conference of football this year because Miami's still going to be good. They are ranked high to start the year. Southern Mess is ranked pretty high. Southern Methodist is ranked high. Louisville always finds a way to be a really good team. Syracuse is going to be better than they were in years past. So the ACC is going to have some stiff competition. And none of those teams are named North Carolina. Now, speaking of North Carolina, if you are interested on what the Bill Belichick regime is going to start like, well, guess what? You are in luck. Because tomorrow night here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, actually, I'm sorry, not tomorrow night because they don't play the Monday. That's Monday Night Football. But on Monday night here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, we will indeed have for you North Carolina hosting Texas Christian University. TCU, that team that Georgia put like 1,000 points on in the national championship game 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They're going to go into Chapel Hill and ruin Bill Belichick's season opener. Mark my words. Mark my words. TCU, now you know the players at TCU are so motivated to go into Chapel Hill and beat Bill Belichick in his home opener, his first ever career game as a college football head coach. They ain't been talking about nothing for the past 6 months. Whenever the schedule came out and they was like, yep, y'all scheduled us as your home opener for the new Bill Belichick regime, I bet you they go in there and beat North Carolina's butt. I sure do.
I said I'm very interested to see what this Tar Heels team is going to look like this year. Because part of me is like, it's Bill Belichick, so there is still, regardless of what has happened over the past couple months, it's still Bill Belichick. Like, he still, in my mind, still has some of that air. So it's hard for me to believe that he'd be in a situation where if it's just about football, right? Now, granted, there's some other stuff, but it's hard for me to see a situation where his goal is to win football games and he doesn't do that.
Okay. Now, at this current moment, TCU, Texas Christian University, is a 3.5-point road favorite for Monday night. That means the sports bettors and the sports people who do this for a living think that TCU is going to travel from Fort Worth, Texas, wearing their purple and black jerseys, the Horned Froggies, bringing their 3-3-5 defense into Chapel Hill and win that game. Okay? We're saying that Bill Belichick, the defensive mastermind that you are, you do not have the players to shut down. And Texas Christian, TCU usually has an offense that can put up some points. You know, except for that one game against Georgia when they played the arguably the best defense college football had ever seen, and Georgia completely annihilated them, Texas Christian usually puts up a lot of points on the board. So I'll be very interested to see on Monday night what kind of score Texas Christian puts up on North Carolina. Now, another game that you really got to pay attention to, and we also will have that here on Sports Radio 929 game, that's tomorrow night's game, and that's Notre Dame at Miami. Notre Dame, who is a, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, 1 foot in ACC member, kind of like the Hokey
right.
Pokey,
yeah,
taking on Miami and Carson Beck. Notre Dame is currently a 2.5 road favorite. So you got a lot of road teams that are favored to win these games. Will Notre Dame and their running back, what's his first name? But he is a stud. He is a true stud. I was reading some of the pre-draft analysis, and they're saying that there will be 2 years in a row where we have running backs go in the top 10 in the NFL draft, which has not happened a lot in recent history. And the fact that last year with Ashton Jeanty, this year Loves from Notre Dame will be a top 10, maybe even a top 5 NFL draft pick because he is mm-hmm. a stud at running back for Notre Dame. Georgia learned about that last year in
yeah.
the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, we're getting Catholics versus convicts again.
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Okay, so that is the Sunday night and Monday night games. Here, both be played for you on Sports Radio 929 game. We still have a few big games tonight in college football. Once again, the biggest game will be in Clemson, as Clemson will welcome in LSU. LSU has not won a season opener in over 5 years. That's remarkable. For a team that year in and year out expects to be playing, I mean, this is a – Brian Kelly could be facing some music if he loses another season opener. Dabo hey. is cemented there in Clemson. Doesn't matter what he do, they ain't getting rid of him.
I tried telling Garrett that this wasn't going to work, Brian Kelly going down to LSU.
You know, LSU got to be a little more careful because they had the perfect coach for their system. Mm-hmm. They had the perfect coach for their fan base. They won a national championship. They ship them out of town, and now you get what you get. But that's going to be a really good game. That's what I will be watching when I get home tonight and watch football. So that has been it. That's my time. Once again, I want to thank Aaron Freeman from Locked On Falcons for joining me to talk Falcons and roster moves and what we have coming up in the regular season. Thank Dom for always being a great producer and giving me some great info. And coming up next, it's time to get ready for Atlanta United action. Abe Gordon will be hosting. His co-host is up in Nashville in Music City. Too bad Abe couldn't go up there and have a few drinks on Broadway, but he'll be here with you. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'm back tomorrow from 2 to 6, so enjoy your Labor Day. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.